Tell them.
Hey,
what's up, y'all? We are live. Who won that game? Who won?
Wake Forest.
Oh, Wake Forest beat Duke.
Wake Forest. Yeah.
The Blue Devil is alive.
All right. Let's go on and change the subject.
Yeah, Wake Forest. Oh, you a Duke fan.
Duke Blue forever, baby.
Oh, wow.
Carolina.
Well,
that was a great game. I think they are undefeated at home all this year. So
Wake Forest showing out at home.
I ain't gonna be a sore loser. Big up the Wake Forest.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
I used to be a Duke fan. My family got here. Now I'm a Tar Heel, and so I just love the game. And being here, having to sit through these games, I come to be a Wake Forest fan too.
You said you're a Tar Heel fan?
Yeah. Well, that's my whole family, everybody. So I'm always over there with the games.
Well, you got a smart family.
Yeah, he knows exactly what.
Well,
he
also, we entitled to make a few mistakes.
Okay, so you guys, we are on Bridging the Gap with Minister Kennedy, and I'm Ellen Forbes, and today we have Deion Fowler Lyons the second. So if I don't know what y'all doing over there, but if y'all are listening, y'all are guaranteed to laugh, okay? I'm guaranteeing right now you're going to laugh. And if you're driving, I'm going to go ahead and apologize right now.
just pull over.
Well, just be safe. Just be safe. But, we want you to keep listening because we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. And we're just going to just talk about healing in laughter.
Yeah.
That's scriptural. Mm-hmm. That's scriptural. Yeah. So, Bridging the Gap, we're all about connecting
the church back to the streets.
I wonder how you did that with Twizzlers.
That's an OG move, man. That's an OG move.
He got it hanging out his mouth like a little cigarette.
Yeah. Hey, like he getting ready to tell you a story. Back in my day, 1945, we had to walk to school in the snow.
And we did.
Oh.
For miles and miles.
See,
this is a part of Black history. We're celebrating Black history now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And these are some comedians in the Triad area that do a lot. They got a body of work that they do.
More than comedians. I mean, y'all are super talented.
Yeah, I don't even consider myself a comedian. Mm-hmm. I just think that I just know how to make people laugh. That's it. Mm-hmm. But I don't consider myself a comedian. You know what I'm saying? I think it's the ability that God gave me to write.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, it doesn't matter if I'm writing something funny, if I'm writing something serious, dramatic. Because I have the ability to write, I think that's how I know how to put words together to form jokes. So, I don't consider myself a...
That was so pretty.
He said that so humbly.
He's a writer.
He's so humble.
So, I mean, as a comedian, Deion, do you write? I mean, I know...
You know what? Sometimes. I'm just going to keep it 1,000. Sometimes I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I walk into a setting, I observe.
All right, now. That's what I'm talking about.
And then my routine may come from the room.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did something for Mount Olive for their Valentine's, and they set me at the table with some seasoned saints who were female. Okay. And everybody was at the table fanning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then they start talking about hot flashes. So as soon as I got up to perform...
Why are you laughing over there?
As soon as I got up to perform, I say, I want to thank whoever sat me here at the table with these ladies. But I will let you know, if you see me coming out of my shirt and my coat... is a hot flash because the spirit done jumped on me.
Because it run from heart to heart and breath to breath.
Yes. So, it's just about reading the room and, what I may see on TV or just dialoguing with some friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, writing, not as much as
I do.
That's a good talent, though, to do it off the cuff.
If you don't have to write it, That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful. And I take my hat off to any comedian that can just go out there and just work the room.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that it because it's for
well,
me.
Well, you do that with Uncle Ezell.
Well,
it's natural.
Why are you looking at me like that?
It's natural.
Uncle Ezell is like
you, Uncle Ezell is the uncle. Seriously.
Everybody's uncle.
Yeah.
He's the uncle that would sit in the living room and tell stories and would nobody move, even if they had to use the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. Uncle Ezell is my uncle. He is comprised of two people, really. One from my mom's side, one from my dad's side. So I had an uncle named Bug. You know Uncle. You remember Uncle
Bug? Yes, I know Uncle Bug.
Uncle Bug will say the most hilarious things with a straight face.
And
like
be serious. Oh, wow.
He don't laugh. He said with a straight face, and it'd be hilarious.
But it's the
like,
facial expressions, too.
Yeah.
And he would just say stuff. You know, I think one time Uncle Bug was at what grandma's house, and something was burning. He walked in the house and said, Ella Mae, what you burning, the Kool-Aid? I mean, he just say stupid stuff. And I just thought he was always hilarious. I was like, man, I'm going to make a character like that. So I took that part, and then I took my Aunt Sheila. If anybody knows my Aunt Sheila, she is loud, and she dresses loud, or she used to, you know, God rest her soul. But she used to dress very loud. Mm. So that's where that dress, the style of dress that Uncle Ezell had, because, you know, he wears some crazy stuff. So that's right. My Aunt Sheila. And then the stuff that I say is my Uncle Bug. Put them together, man. And it's just, it works.
Mm. It works. It works very, very well. I'm telling you.
It really does.
So how long, starting with you, Dion, how long have you been making people laugh?
I'm going to try not to get emotional with this one, Dion. Mm.
Okay.
My mom, she saw that in me at a young age,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And professionally, I've been doing it 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
But those that know me, even before I started doing stand-up, knew that I was just a clown coming up, you know what I'm saying? Especially with the ability to, what they call it now, joning, but we call it ratting.
Oh, rat. Ooh.
That is ratting.
Yeah, we called it ratting mm-hmm. back then, but I had to go through a class of that because the guys that I grew up with were outstanding ratters.
Oh, wow.
So in order for me to hold my own, I had to dig deep, okay?
Okay, so we will be back. We will definitely be back because I want you to dig deep about the ratting because I'm going to ask you some stuff about that ratting.
This is WPOL 278B in Winston-Salem and W273DH High Point.
Yes, and then we're back.
All right, y'all, we are back. So, Dion, you got to tell me about the ratting. Were you getting ratted on, or were you the one ratting on others?
Starting out.
Well, it's not ratting. It's kind of like joning. It's like making fun of, you know. So that's the term that he just used, ratting. But it's like me just bussing on. We used to call it bussing. You know, you bust on me, I'll bust on you.
He just revealed his age.
Well, so I'm asking because I was the one that got, you got to turn him.
I
was the one that got picked on. So I'm asking you.
At first,
okay.
I got picked on.
Okay.
And you learned from that.
But then when I horned in
mm-hmm.
on them skills.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's go time now.
It was a wrap.
So it went like, yo mama. It was like.
No, what you had on, what you drove, if we rode by your house.
Oh, no.
Your sisters, your.
No.
That's the kill.
It was all go.
Your brothers.
Everything is fair game.
Everything is fair game, except for, you know, special needs.
Right.
We, that was, stayed away from that, but. Anything else? I don't know.
See, he from you know, he from up north,
Philadelphia.
But
you know, it was like no bars. You know what I mean? But no, I understand what you're saying. But you know, that was the weapon. That was the last result. When you get down, you know, when they on you. Boom, you gotta pull out
the big one. That's right.
What?
Yeah, you gotta throw that trump card out. But sometimes throwing that trump card could lead to a fight.
Yeah, it always did.
So y'all talked about each other. I mean, you really got in, you were talking about somebody's sister and brother.
Listen, it didn't matter.
Wow.
If I if I came to the house and seen a roach.
Oh.
If I seen a roach or something crawling. Or your carpet had the little waves in it. It wasn't smoothed out.
Can we go you back know? To the roaches though?
Like, hold on, I got one more. If you went to use their bathroom and you looked at the tub and it had that ring around them. Listen. Okay. All right. So this is what we about to do, huh?
This is what we doing?
So they used to stay away from you eventually. Listen. Listen. I was trained by the best. The best ratters that Morningside, Southside had to offer.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling you, if whatever, because I'm very observant. So I'm looking, you know, like, oh, okay. He better not ever come for me. Because if he come for
put
me.
Put that on the shelf.
Oh, it's locked and loaded. In the vault.
No. You
know, so. But yeah, I don't.
So you were the product of getting picked on, and then you just learned. Okay.
Oh yeah. I got picked on first.
Okay.
And, you know. Okay.
And right. The only one that wouldn't laugh is the one that's getting beat. You know what I mean? And that's what they do now. What's what you call it? That battle rapping, kind of dissing each other back and forth.
Yeah.
But it's the same for philosophy on it behind it, but. Yeah, it's all about laughter, though, you know? It's about who.
Is it laughter as long as they're not talking about you?
Yeah.
Now, I was at the front of the bus, so that lets you know I was probably the nerd. So I used to laugh. I'll be the one. So in school, Terry was in my class. Terry, my cousin Terry Lee.
Boy, have mercy.
So he used to cut up so bad, and I was the one laughing, but I'm the one that's getting written up. Because I'm the ones laughing. I laugh hard. And it will be 10 minutes later, you know, like teaching, I settled the classroom down. 10 minutes later, I'm still remembering, like, what happened, and I'm laughing again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got wrote up a lot. You know, Miss Lowman, Lowman from Glenn High School.
You were the deciding factor. You were the, because whoever gets the most laughs
that's
is the
it.
One.
That's how you know.
That's the winner.
That's how you know. That's how you know if you're good enough.
So they was aiming at you because you was laughing at everything.
Until they got on me.
Yeah. Ooh,
then
Lord.
I cried. Yeah.
That's when the fist fuck come in.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have been good sitting at the back of the bus then. Yeah.
No, I tried one time. I couldn't sit in the back of the bus. I really couldn't.
Because that's where all the ratting really went on.
Yes.
Yeah.
The back of the bus.
I try to be in the middle, and I survived probably half the year in the middle, then eventually went back to the front, you know. But now I'm the one that's laughing, and I'm, like I said, I'm the one that's getting picked on. So, you know, even in school, you know, that was what I looked forward to. You know, I didn't really eat lunch because I used to be around the ones just cutting up and playing all the time because I just like a good laugh. I love a good laugh.
Yeah.
I love it.
Y'all remember that song? That song was the Bobos? Y'all go that far back?
Bobos. That make you $1.99.
Bobos that make you feast.
Please don't come to school with no Bobos on. Want to be Chuck Taylors?
But it's more Bobos than, you know, my dad, mom, you know, they love Sears. But Sears was not in when we was going to school.
Growing up, it wasn't it.
But the clothes were nice, expensive clothes, but they were not in. Mm-hmm.
But listen, here's how I knew my ratting game was tight. Remember Pick and Pay?
Yeah.
I love Pinky and Pain.
And them tennis shoes that look like Pumas, but they call them Sports Worlds because they had the upside down Puma sign. Huh? And then, but listen, bro. But then I was so secure with my ratting game, yeah. I took mine and did them with the fat laces.
Yeah.
And hooked them up with the checkerboards. You know what I mean?
You didn't laugh.
I wish they listen. Say what? Pick and Pay was the store.
It was.
Man.
What was the guy named the manager? The manager, he used to always scare Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark, y'all remember Mr. Clark? Had his hair look like he got electrocuted. Come on, y'all remember Mr. Clark? Real tall.
Worked at Pick and Pay.
He was the manager of Pick and Pay. Come on, Facebook. I know y'all remember. Dr. Patterson said Cougar shoes from Pick and Pay.
Cougars.
Yeah, Cougars. Can you get Adidas? Cougars. That's what they stood for. But I had Sports Worlds.
I had Spalding's.
Ooh.
But mine used to change color with the weather.
No.
No, stop. The tongue. Like if you, like when it's hot outside and you rub the tongue.
What?
It turned red. No, stop. Y'all better stop laughing at me. And then when it was cold, it was like blue.
I don't remember those.
I'm telling you, Spalding.
I remember Spalding. I remember that.
Spalding was the joints.
No,
I'm telling you.
So, Patrick Mason said, hey, BB.
What's up, BB? What's up, BB?
Yeah, I remember. Okay, I like Pick and Pay. But I did not know, you know, so when I was, I liked Keds. Yeah. And
now,
but they were not in.
Right.
But Keds were sold at Sam's downtown. Keds were at Sam's. And then besides Sam's, you had Jerome's.
I don't remember that.
Listen, everybody that's watching Facebook live or listen to us on the radio, y'all know about Sam's Clothing Store and Jerome's because they were side by side right downtown.
What was the clothing store that used to
Miller's
make noise?
Miller's.
So
Miller's.
That's the only one I remember.
Miller's.
I only remember Miller's.
Your Easter suit ain't, your Easter outfit ain't come from Miller's?
Not mine. My mom used to go to Mother and Daughter. Mm-hmm.
That was right there beside Woolworth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was the restaurant? The Dill Pickle?
I remember Pickle closed down like a little minute not too long ago, survived a long time. Yeah.
Dill Pickle, the best hamburger in town.
Yes, it was. You missed it.
Yeah,
so,
I did.
You know that.
Man, I rode past it a couple of times because it was right on Main Street.
Fifth Street. It was downtown.
Yeah.
It was downtown.
Miller's was the joint.
Yeah, Miller's. Yeah. I used to hate walking in that store, though.
All that creaking
and cracking. Yeah.
You
didn't know Miller's. Oh, man.
Miller's, listen, Friday and Saturday.
Packed in.
Before Easter.
Yep.
That was the place.
That's where you go.
That was the store that you went to to get your Easter outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knew that you'd been to Miller's. Because some of you will have on the same thing.
Yeah,
because
they got 22 of the same suit. 22 of the same suit. They got them in order, in color. Red, blues, 22 of them. And you walk in and somebody else got on your suit.
Right.
A zoot suit. With the long
coat.
And they had the combo special.
Right.
You get a zoot suit, a hat, socks, shoes, shirt and tie for
$75. Wow. $75. I just used to like the little girl socks. the ones Jermaine Dupri had on the two.
And then he looked like Boss Baby. Didn't he look like Boss Baby?
He did.
And he was short. I was like, was that the Munchkins? I couldn't believe how short he was.
Lot of them are short.
I didn't realize he was that short.
Bruno Mars and
Kurt Franklin.
Kevin Hart.
They
are so short.
Yeah.
And it's, well, you know, that's another subject. But, okay, so James Lyons II.
Si, senora.
How long have you been making people?
Are you looking at me right now?
I can't.
It's
about to get epic.
It's been forever.
When I was little, man, I don't know. Back in the day, you know, our family, we used to be really tight, and we used to do, like, talent shows, stuff like that, man. And I just used to always just make people laugh. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know. You know, it was just like something that I could just do. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so when I started going to school and things like that, man, I would just do stuff in school just to see if it's funny. Like let me see if this is funny.
Right.
So I remember a time where, you remember when you used to be in school and the teacher used to make you read out loud.
Oh no.
And she used to be like, James, can you read the next paragraph?
And
I'd say, sure. And I'd read it to myself. And I'd be sitting there just reading to myself in my mind. And she'd say, and then when I finished reading, I'd just look up her and be like, and she said, well, I meant to read out loud. I was like, oh, well, you should have said that. You know, so then I read it. But then I would do crazy stuff like words that start with a K and an N, like knock. Mm-hmm. I'll be reading them. And I'd be like, and yes, and he knocked on the door. He got down on his knees.
Lord.
And the teacher used to be like, yeah, James is coming to the office with a D1 following him. So I used to get kicked out. But yeah, I used to just do stuff in class, man. I remember we used to watch movies. Y'all remember watching movies in class?
I do.
On the VCR?
Yeah.
You know what I used to do? On movie day, I would come right in the classroom and I would steal the remote. And I would be sitting there, right? So the teacher would be like, where's the remote? We can't find a remote. So she would just play it on the VCR. And she'd be playing it. And I got the remote, so I would stop. And she'd say, what's wrong with this thing? And she'd hit play. And I hit fast forward.
No.
And she'd hit stop. I hit rewind. Yeah, I would do stuff like that just to see, you know.
That's funny.
We'd be taking a test. Everybody quiet in the room. I just hear up and jump up and run to the pencil shop and sharpen my pencil real fast and come back down.
Just
silly stuff.
Cheryl, I love you, okay? Just know I love you.
But my grades was great.
Right. But I know she went through it.
I tell you, I was one of the really rotten's though when I was growing up. My jokes was just for me and my crew, you know.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, you know the tax in the seat, you know, and that kind of stuff.
Wait, y'all did it?
Oh yeah, we did.
They were doing pranks.
Yeah, listen, the Lord brought me from a long way.
Hey, I tell you,
but those are the kind of stuff that we used to do. But my name, Kennedy Front Center, because we used to get paddled back in the day.
We did too.
Yeah, we used to like touch your toes, you know, so we used to get that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Forest Park, Mr. Wiseman. I'll never forget him.
But yeah, that's why I appreciate the Lord, because he brought me from so much. I mean, we used to do stuff. This is like a Philadelphia thing that me and my crew invented. We'd be standing out there, you know, we get bad winners. And everybody's sitting there freezing. We waiting for the bus. The bus driver pulled up. Everybody get in. And then we just haul snowballs. And break, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, see, that was humorous to us.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
y'all was just bad.
Yeah, we was bad.
They were real bad.
Yeah.
I mean, even just to form some snowballs. I'm ready to go back in the house.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
terrible.
What I'm saying?
I don't like to be cold.
Me either. Yeah.
I mean, we used to knock on doors and run.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Ours was Ding Dong Dixie too, but we used to put firecrackers in there, so we would ring.
Run. Y'all were little terrorists.
Nah, y'all.
That was bad.
They
was bad.
Y'all committed some crimes.
That's what I told my kids. I said, the stuff that I used to do back in the day, y'all get locked up for now. You know?
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah.
But it brings me to a greater appreciation of who Christ is in my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I can look back on some of them times and see them faces, and I bust out laughing, you know?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So we're about to go to a commercial break. We will be back with Dion Fowler and James Lyons II.
Yeah. brother Dwayne.
Yay, yay, yay.
We are back, y'all. And I'm telling you, I need some ibuprofen. My head hurt. I think I've been laughing a little bit. This is probably the most y'all done seen me laugh. And I needed this. And I thank God for y'all because...
Amen. Laughter is a ministry. Yeah,
when I tell y'all, I needed this laughter. You know, we go through so much. We're all going through something.
Yeah.
You know,
we
can't sit up here and be like, well, no, everybody's going through something right now. I've looked on Facebook and I don't know, you know, I'm blessed to not have that. And I'm rebuking that right now. These people with these $500 light bills.
What do you mean?
It's people that have $500 light bills right now. Mm. Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to share this with y'all.
Is that from the past, from all them discounts or something?
No, it's what their light bill is.
Oh, it's going up, too.
Yeah, Duke Energy went up.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm going to share this with y'all. I don't know who he is.
Duke, Mr. Duke.
But it's a pastor that comes into Food Line.
Reverend Adams. Facebook, do anybody, if y'all on the radio, who is Reverend? Somebody please call in. What's the number to the station? Call in and tell me who Reverend Adams is. I just want to know.
Now I'm curious now.
Who is he?
I have no idea.
But I tell you what, he removed that evil Reverend voodoo Adams. Spirit.
You don't know about Reverend Adams.
You ain't never heard of Reverend Adams? You heard of Reverend Ike?
I can't say that I have.
Have you heard Miss Cleo?
Oh, he about to get his car revoked.
Miss Cleo, you heard of Miss Cleo, right?
Well,
no, probably
sorry,
not.
Go ahead.
Okay,
Miss
well.
Cleo, yeah, okay.
Well, so the commercial, it goes something like...
My
name is Dennis Brenneman, and this is how Reverend Adams saved me.
Oh no! Somebody, please don't call here.
Somebody, please call. Is that him? Are they calling about River Adam?
They calling.
That's Reverend Adams.
They calling about.
He removed the evil.
Okay, we have a caller.
Hello, caller. You on the air?
Caller, you there?
He got an AT&T phone. It's still messed up. His phone's still messed up. He got an AT&T phone.
We need the Lord to go touch the AT&T towers, Jesus. Is he on there? Call
him.
No,
he ain't there. He hung up.
Oh, he gone.
Wow. Call back.
What I was saying was, you got to talking about the light bills.
Right.
But I don't know who this pastor is, but he comes into the store every Monday and pays for... some of his congregation light bill.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, every Monday he comes in with a different set of light bills to pay.
Wow.
That's a blessing.
For somebody every Monday.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I looked at him. I said, you're a pastor, aren't you? He said, yes, sir. I said, okay. Keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that like you say, times are hard, man. Mm-hmm. And the broadcast, you know, for today is what? Healing through laughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you look at what's going on in the world now, man, we need something to keep us sane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, keep us uplifted.
Yeah.
You know, keep us laughing, man. And, you know, even I'll share this though, but even with, losing my mom, you know, that was a dark time for me.
Mm. Right.
You know, but I had to, by the grace of God, get it together because I got to go and make people laugh who are dealing with things as well.
Right.
And, you know, being able to do that and then, you know, having a strong support team around you that's praying for you, and you got to get your head right.
Right.
Although they in the audience, and not to sound, you know, mean or anything, but some of them be like, well, I'm not worried about what he got going on.
Right.
I'm here to get what I need.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, bro? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even in your plays that you do, I'm pretty sure the Spirit has talked to you and said that, you know, somebody really needs this. You know, so. Somebody, we got a caller?
We got a caller. We got a caller.
You got a real phone?
Caller, you on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. I can't
hear that. Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Not much, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, what can we help you with today?
That's what I was asking him, because I was like, are you on topic? Because the story that you was getting into, I was getting into that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this is Donald.
Oh, Mr. Blackwell.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay. What, you got a question for us?
Something you want to share?
Nope, it just, you know.
The Lord told him to go. It's the Lord. It's okay.
Thankful for you calling.
It's the Lord.
Amen.
Would you like to give any encouragement, any words of wisdom, any shout outs?
Keep God first.
Amen.
Hey, I like that.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Donald, for giving us a call.
First, second, and third.
Amen.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, man.
Amen. I wasn't going to let him through because I was asking, was it on topic? You know what I mean? Because I was getting to that.
He wanted you to hear his voice.
And we do some radio etiquette. Hey, when you call in, please make sure that you have something to talk about.
Hey, that'd be funny because I'd be listening to the boss lady and she'd be like, hello, caller, you're on the air. And then they'll get you say, no, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to just do the prayer. You're supposed to just say your name and just pray for me. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, boss lady don't be putting up with that.
She don't.
Can you turn your radio
down?
Well, the caller's gone, but and I know if you're still listening, we just so thankful for you calling.
Amen.
We love to talk to our listeners. We love for y'all to call in. If you would like to call the station, you can call 336-896-1340, 336-896-1340. We're going to ask that you keep it quick. And, we're on the topic of healing in laughter. So, if you have anything to say with that or you just want to give them a shout out, you can do that. But, we ask you to keep it quick.
What they say in the old school, if you sing, don't testify. And if you testify, don't sing.
Yes, sir. And you know what?
They didn't listen. They did. I know a lot of people did not follow that rule.
Yeah, I ain't know how to sing because I'm going to sing and I'm going to tell my testimony.
Me too.
I got to get it in. This is my time.
This is my time.
Do they still do testimonies in church?
They need to go back to it. Now, my church, they do it on Wednesdays.
People need to hear what's
going
on.
Yeah, they do it on Wednesdays.
I think they stopped it because people was testifying, you know?
Oh, yeah, they do that.
Blaming everything on the devil. Man, that's you. You did that.
Yeah, somebody posted that the other day and said, stop blaming the devil when it's you. Uh-huh. My question was, what if you are the devil?
Oh, wow. Things to make you go, boom. Wow.
Well, you just had a deep moment.
What? And I'm so deep, I'm shallow. I'm telling you. I can't.
But I think because of the order of service, most churches want to get out in 45 minutes to an hour now. Mm. I agree. It don't take all that. I agree. When they did have certain,
I think you just got to have, just have a rule of thumb because I believe in it because some people that go through things, somebody else can be, share something with them because the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Mm-hmm.
And then I know most churches now, they probably go on YouTube or some type of Zoom or Facebook Live. So they probably don't want to have that part on. Mm-hmm. So I can see, some churches have the first 15 minutes, then you start service. So maybe, I do feel like they need to go back to that.
Yeah, I think it's a good practice.
Yeah. Yeah. At my old church, I'm a product of Friendship Baptist Church.
Hey.
And they used to do, we had testimonial service first.
Mm-hmm.
After we all came together from Sunday school, we did testimonial service. And then after we did testimonial service, that's when we went into the actual it was devotion and testimony.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So they sing, and then y'all said, first giving honor to God. That was the first thing they said when they stood up, wasn't it?
And what they say when they end? And those who know the words of prayer.
Pray for me in these
pray
last.
My strength in the Lord.
Yeah, and pray for me in these last and evil days.
My scrim. Play my scrim in the Lord. Yeah. My scrim.
My scrim.
My scrim.
Yeah.
We're going to pray you learn how to talk.
Reading ain't everybody's strong suit in church
it's
either.
It's not. And you
it's
don't,
not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Do what you're good at.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And I also felt like, you know, some of the announcements are a little bit too much. And I know y'all know about that. Yeah. Both of y'all have done announcement segments.
So, I love it.
Yeah, they be too much. And it's, you know, if it's on a newsletter and if it's in a bulletin, I don't need you to read it. Or I don't need you to say it again.
Yeah, we can see
you know,
that.
Why do you say it? Why do you keep saying it?
At this
you
time, know? We're going to have Brother Dion to give us just a few church announcements.
Okay, good morning, everybody. The Low Self-Esteem Group will meet tomorrow night in the woods at 6:15.
Oh.
The flashlight is going off at 6:10. If you're not on time, you have to find your own way.
Mm.
And for those of you who are interested in getting in on the Powerball jackpot,
what?
You can please see Sister Ellen Forbes. No. Just know that she's a number runner for the church. And if you hit 10% goes to the house. Now, we got yes. to give God his 10%.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
And the other 9% we're going to bless Pastor and First Lady with no. for their upcoming anniversary, okay?
Oh.
And the last one is, now that the government shutdown has been lifted, you can now pay your tithes and offerings with your EBT card.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yes, yes,
thank God
yes.
for that.
And Pastor wanted me to let everyone know that the machine came in yesterday. So, thank you. God bless you. And these have been your church announcements.
Hold on, brother. Lord, I just Lord. Wanted to announce something.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
As well.
Okay.
Well, this is not a church announcement. This is coming from the Lord himself.
Oh, he finna give us that pastor's voice. He finna give us that pastor's voice.
The Lord told
you
me to tell
by
you.
By the Spirit. Mm-hmm.
There is someone Mm-mm. having trouble in your relationship.
Uh-oh.
The Lord told me to tell you to let them go. If you love them, let them go. And if they come back, that means don't nobody else want them and you need to let them go.
Help us, Lord.
Yes.
Let them go. The yes. Lord, oh, I hear you speaking, Lord, yes.
Speak, Father. Speak,
to
Father.
To all the women.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm. Uh-oh.
Who are handsome.
Come on now.
God bless you.
Wait, what?
If you are black, not regular black.
No.
Like navy black. No, not midnight black, but tomorrow night black, because you know tomorrow night is always a little darker than midnight.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
If you that black,
mm-hmm.
the Lord said, you need to lighten up.
Oh, no. And just, and we're going to go to a commercial break.
Finish your thought, Ellen. What you going to say?
I don't know what to say. Because he said it was a lot being said today. And it's all about laughter. It's all about laughter. we need to go to a commercial
break. You better go to a break because I still hear the Lord speaking.
My oh, brother,
Lord,
please go to a commercial break.
The weapon for the kingdom in the city. Speaking life into the youth. Can you feel me?
Can you feel me?
We're bridging the gap.
Yeah.
We're bridging the gap.
Yeah.
We're bridging the gap.
Yeah.
We're bridging the
gap.
Connecting the streets to the church. Letting them know that God.
Hey, when I step in that booth, ain't no softness in here, ain't no losses in here, demons all disappear. Like Peter, I be showing.
Monovia, the original Mike Tyson off of this here beat. Made by 3,000 for heat. Hundreds and thousands more sleep. Not believers better bow to the Lord He. And your proper imitators get devoured nowadays. People wanna make a ball type of gods. I chuckle, belt, I laugh. Moses when he threw down his staff. Magicians felt the wrath. Seem like everybody wanna trap in their songs, but I take a different path. Ready Christians that he's putting ammunition, pay attention, better listen, I'm giving the definition.
When I play on the track, on my foes, let's get back, know the word, and I'm strapped when the demons attack. Holy roller,
definition of a gangsta.
Holy roller,
definition of a gangsta.
With my hand to the sky, devil run, better hide, cause I roll and I ride with them saints by my side. Holy roller,
definition of a gangsta.
Holy roller,
definition of a gangsta.
Exist, bring Christ to the core. See the plan that he has in store. Read, give, ask, pray. Repeat the cycle, Lord, love my day. Oh Lord, guide my way. Increase my gangster, increase my faith. Help me to hear what you say. Time for war, not time for
when play. I flow on the track, on my foes, let's get back. Know the word, and I'm strapped. When you demons attack, holy roller,
definition of a gangsta.
My hand to the sky, devil run, better hide, cause I roll and I ride with them saints by my side. Holy roller,
definition of a gangsta.
Holy roller,
definition of a gangsta.
I want the realest.
Where he come from, you can't get there with a PJ. It's so full inside this house, I feel like DJ.
I can't fight it, let your light come shine on me. Yeah.
Ain't no hiding, I'm confiding in your peace.
Hey, carrying buckets of shame. Father, I'm saying your name, but so far from it. Come see the blood in my veins. For me, he bleeding the same. Take this covenant, this is the greatest exchange. At his altar, there's a flame that burns your rubbish. Gave me a cup full of rain, he poured it over every stain until he coming.
Y'all don't get it, I can't gain a thing if I've already won. Still don't get it, I was full back when my bank account was done. Cause my God the type to leave the 99 to get the one. This is life or death, I ain't take you. The shirt I'm steady pressed in. Forgot there ain't no off days, like ain't such thing as Saturday. He paid our debt so we can bear food, I call that Apple Pay. Spiritually to Jesus I point, you can find him that away. With the sword of the spirit, every serpent we decapitate.
God first.
That part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart.
Say less.
Pray more. It's a double-edged sword when we rage war.
God first.
That part.
Hiding
your commandments up in my heart.
Say less.
Pray more.
It's a double-edged sword when we rage war.
Last is first, versus last, I ain't capping with you. If you ain't living what you rap, I ain't rapping with you. Living the evil life, give a demon legal right. If you ain't reading right, spit, man, ain't eating right. It's right, Clyde, it's like Clyde. You know the vibe, I'm grateful to be alive, God. You know how Uncle Duke keep a couple scriptures with me. And when I come to you, I keep the kingdom hitters with me. Forget your demon time, I'm on this Jesus time. I'm on this king of time, represent for me and mine. Say less, better pray more. Cause it's a double-edged sword when I wage war.
God first, everything come after that. He flipped my whole life around. Acrobat, this is wire. Each and every bar. Gotta show the devil who Jesus said that you are. I am spirit filled, I am filled with the Holy Ghost. The devil is a lie, long nose like Pinocchio. I gotta praise the sun, not the flag made for Tokyo. I stay dodging them horns, matador at the rodeo. I wage war, stepping on the devil's playground. Head first, ain't got time to play round. Hallelujahs, I'm a bus, greyhound. Knees to the floor, but I stay down.
God first.
That part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart.
Say less.
Pray more. It's a double-edged sword when we rage war. God first.
That part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart.
Say less.
Pray more. It's a double-edged sword when we rage war.
Yeah, we fighting demons face up like don't come around. I was wasted, drowning in a wound of my doubt. When I screamed, I knew there was a war cry. In my dreams, I saw Jesus breaking soul ties. Like rip rip, don't talk like zip zip, but lift it up. Jesus name, we lifting up like lift lift, like this that pressure. Better feel your heart beating, get fit. Knocking limbs off of demons like you better sissy up.
Lay hands on the sick till they all heal. Catch the devil and the demon out with no fear. I don't need a worldly fix, cause my God's here. I can't wait to get to heaven like we all here. Lay hands on the sick till they all heal. Catch the devil and the demon out with no fear. I don't need a worldly fix, cause my God's here. I can't wait to get to heaven like we all here.
They see my life
life and they thinking that everything covered in blessings. They don't see behind the curtain. They don't see where all the hurt is. Father, you took all my pain and I know that you made me with purpose. Can you see beyond the surface? Tell me, can they see the process? Can you show me where the cross is? The reason I know where the lost is. I was running with the lost ones, with the broken hearts. We was truly haters, suffocated by our own minds. It was all lies from the wicked Satan. I wish I could tell them everything. They just see the Father blessing me. They don't see what Satan took. They see my head in the books. I'm just searching for a way out. See me walking on the ways now. Jesus really on his way down. Check the book of Revelation. This is a battle within. I got no room for your hesitation. They see my life and they thinking that everything covered in blessings. They don't see behind the curtains. They don't see where all the hurt is. Father, you took all my pain and I know that you made me with purpose. Can they see beyond the surface? Tell me, can you see the process? Yeah. Look at the beautiful tree. Look at this wonderful fruit. You didn't see when I planted the seeds and I dug in the dirt just to give it some room. Look at that beautiful house. Look at the stuff that they had. Nobody saw when we slept and we left as a family. You fold with our clothes in the bag. A handful of crown, I feel like a man, I feel like a bum. Don't need me no weed, don't need me no gun. Living for Christ, I won't stop till it's done. A little contentment mixed with some godliness. Now I got all of this, he gave me all of this. Gotta go hard for this, I ain't gon' stop. No matter how hard it is. To answer your question, they keep second guessing. You tell her keep hating, I'm stacking my blessings on blessings and blessing. Ain't nice that I cry, family that died when I lost me my twin. Put that on my soul, you know where I go if you know where I've been. They see my life and they thinking that everything covered in blessings. They don't see behind the curtains, they don't see where all the hurt is. Father, you took all my pain and I know that you made me with purpose. Can they see beyond the surface? Tell me, can you see the process? People assume that they know me from things that they see and from me on computer screens. But I know the people that know me, they know that these people just hate and assume things. But I know who I am in Christ, I know what I sacrificed. I know how many days that I would sit at home with the loaded chrome on my right. Now I ain't gotta live like that, I don't wanna live like this. No, I don't wanna live no more. Man, I thank God for my life. Man, what's wrong? I don't know how I feel no more. So I'm just gonna tell you the truth, and the truth is that I wasn't living my promise. The truth is that I was consumed to myself, so it really just kept me in bondage. I know this life ain't for me, Lord, I just wanna be free. Please tell me, how could it be? I got three babies, my wife is going crazy. I know it's all cause of me. I know it's looking perfect on the surface, but I've been going through it too long. But God, you are faithful, I know that you love me. Please help me, I'm trying to stay strong. They see my life and they thinking that everything covered in blessings. They don't see behind the curtains. They don't see where all the hurt is. Father, you took all my pain and I know that you made me with purpose. Can they see beyond the surface? Tell me, can you see the process?
Every mistake, yeah, I shake out. I've been out running and looking and booking for kingdom reasons just for me to go break off. Into my own little zone. Straight and narrow is the only way to go. God is my light, so I know where I'm running. I'ma look back so I know that you coming. Y'all keep running. You ain't even know you was running on something. By stripes, we heal. So everybody's spirit been filled. On the run longer than being Jay-Z. Yes, indeed, I don't need lil' baby. I'ma shine bright, I ain't talking no sheen. Run it up, fiend. Roll call, I got the key, so I'm on y'all. Come on, y'all. Stop looking around like a groundhog. He's here, y'all. Christ is all up in my sound, dog. They want us to fall, but I will never become outlawed. Run it up, run it up. All of these souls keep on lining up. Count it up. I'ma make sure it's a lot of us. Add them up. Christ is the king above all of us. Running, 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 running,
Run it up. All of these stuff keep on lining up. Run it up. I'ma make sure it's a lot of us. Run it up. Chase is the king above all of us. Running to the games. We almost there. Separated so we all get a share. One goal, one name, one brand, one king. I'ma make sure it's a lot of us. When you follow in his ways, you don't need to be anonymous. Deny him in front of your friends, you'll be denied to his face. Not about discrimination, it's not about race. Run to the gates to reserve your place. Everything intact if you want a place. He will not wait and he do not take fake. When he come back, it's a done deal that day. Ain't no time for decisions to be late. Add it up, that's a buffet. Wake up and get to the run, no delay. Rolling on these haters, yelling fillet. Moving through obstacles like it's croquet. Wait, hold on, wait. I got some more, ayy. You can run, you can walk, you can crawl. Just don't stop, jump to the gate like a pole vault. Quit being normal like a robot. Run it up. All of these songs keep on lining up. Run it up. I'ma make sure it's a lot of us. Light 'em up. Christ is the king above all of us. Running it up. All of these songs keep on lining up. Count it up. I'ma make sure it's a lot of us. Light 'em up. Christ is the king above all of us.
No sin. Get chills when I think about it. Cold winds. All glory to the one on high that was wrapped in flesh so that you could get to know him. Everybody wants a punchline nowadays. Nobody wants to hit the front lines nowadays. Wake up, pray up, and get the word out. Cause people about to die and don't know. No cold case. Anybody want to go to heaven? I can show you how. We ain't got to wait for a priest. We can do it now. No other name under heaven but Jesus who paid it in full with his blood. No markdowns. Most folks still sleep. Better wake up. Feel low. This will take you high. No bake up. Every day I'm getting refilled. No K-cups. Any beat you got, I promise it'll get ate up. Not afraid to tell you there is one God, one Lord, one way, one Messiah. But every time I turn the television on, people wanna say I'm wrong and I'm being close-minded. I don't think you understand me fully. Man, I would have been dead if I didn't stop and make a U.E. Now I'm yelling out Jesus. It's not illegal here yet. If it was, you can sue me. No other name, no other name. No other name, no other. Nah. No other name, no other name. Sense of worrying about it, it's already done. Grab the cannon, open up the revelation. Fire off, seas coming back to get us, that's a heavy gun. Wait, don't you get it now? No, I don't know everything, my brother, but I've been around. In and out of jail, man, I thought I never was getting out. Told me 20 years and I literally almost hit the ground. That's a testimony, so I testify his name. Forgiven of the conviction, redemption from all the shame. Just trying to complete the mission, we're fishing to break the chains. He promised to wash us white and eradicate every stain. Salvation that there's a gift, but a lot of us don't accept it. The Bible is vital, but a lot of us don't respect it. Flowing never dry, so I pour it out on a record. I'm just really hoping that it blesses. There's no other name. No other name. No other name. No other. Nah. No other name. No other name. No other name. Given unto heaven where we must be saved. There's no other name. No other name. No other name. No other name. No other. Nah. No other name. No other name.
No other.
The rep
Master Cannon. Yes. Originally, yeah, house.
Y'all, we are...
Yeah, yeah!
It's a whole concert in here. It's a whole... I mean, it's just... We're just having a good time.
Good, hey, that's good laughter. Time. That's laughter.
That's laughter. Laughter.
Matter of fact, that's Proverbs 17:22.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Hey, listen. All I know, laughter brought me out of a bunch of bad situations, you know? Now, some stuff, I have to change my thinking pattern.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, mm-hmm. man, humor... That's some serious medicine.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that, but yeah, you know, you can just having something that make you laugh in the middle of a mess, mm-hmm. you know, just make that mess not go away, but mm-hmm. you just have a brighter outlook on it.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So I stand on that word. One thing I say always, the scriptures itself is full of wisdom. And that wisdom, you know, a lot of people in the world, they take their philosophies right from scripture.
You know it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What is it called? References. Don't even put the references on there. No. Like to change a word or two and then just make it like it's theirs.
Like it's yours.
Yeah.
But, you know, they did a scientific research on laughter, though. And it does your mind and your body good for positive, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, and even laughing, you can burn calories.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. So it is positive. And they did research. I think it was the Mayo Clinic. Mm-hmm. And it was talking about the positive effects of laughter.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that was my problem. My problem was I always had a warped sense of humor. Like I was sharing with you guys with the snowballs. That was funny to us, mm-hmm. you know? But I always had a warped sense. I would laugh at stuff that people would be crying about mm-hmm. and, you know, vice versa. And, you know, I that's just who I am. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think it's warped. I think you can just find laughter in anything. I know. Right? Like, it doesn't matter what's going on. I can always... Mm-hmm. find something to laugh about. I don't care uh-huh. where we are. We can be in a sad place. I can look at somebody and just Lord. Get tickled. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. I mean, that's just, you can find it. If you can find laughter, man, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
But the wonderful thing is when you can do that with somebody else. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I can say that about your sister.
Listen.
I could not look at Jamaica. If somebody did something in a setting and it was not a funny, it was not funny.
She ain't got to say nothing.
She could look at me and I'd be like, Lord, here we go. Here we go. And but who would be the one to laugh? It wouldn't be her. I would be the one to laugh.
There you go. Yeah. Get in trouble again.
Yeah, I would be in trouble. Yes.
That's what they would say about me sitting beside me in church.
Oh, don't sit beside me in church.
Yeah. I couldn't sit beside neither one of y'all.
Don't do
no,
it.
No, I couldn't.
Uh-huh.
I don't even want to see. I want to see the back of y'all's head.
Don't do it.
Because I couldn't do it. This, I would.
That's why I got to sit in the, like, on the front row. Put me on the front row.
Yeah. Because
I don't, it's just, you see stuff.
You want to stay focused.
Yeah, because you see stuff in church.
You do. You really do.
Like, I was in church. I ain't, no, never.
No, go ahead.
Why he marinating on that? But, you know, sitting beside me in church, man, because I'll say something and faces be as straight as a line. And then somebody that's sitting to the left or the right of me just down in the pew, and, you know, and I'm like,
ain't nothing happening.
I'm sitting there looking like,
that's terrible, man. That's terrible.
Yeah.
See, y'all are the troublemakers.
No, when you come to the house of God, there's just some things you shouldn't wear. There's just some things you shouldn't. You need to at least be the same size of the animal that you're wearing.
No.
You need to be the same size of the animal that you're wearing.
Say that one more time.
You need to be the same size of the animal that you are wearing.
Can the church say amen? Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen again.
Go ahead, back me up, brother.
Yeah. He ain't lying. I mean, but we do see, you know, crazy stuff in church. Like, for instance, I ain't gonna say it.
No, go ahead.
He's watching out for people's feelings now.
Because it's
a lot going on, and sometimes it's hard out here. You know what I'm saying? Do you know, like, one of the hardest things in the world to do? And this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
One of the hardest things in the world to do is to have a serious conversation with a cockeyed person. No, it no, to y'all, no, listen. Because I don't know which eye I'm supposed to look at. Do I supposed to look at the eye that's looking at me?
You look at the eye that's looking at you.
Okay.
Is that what you're supposed to know?
No, but listen, but I don't, because I don't feel like all of my body be in both of their eyes, because I want your undivided attention. So I got to take some steps back to make sure that all my body is in it. So listen, I was sitting next to the dude, like, right, this dude in church the other day, and he was cockeyed. And the pastor was like, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. This joker didn't even have to turn to me. His eye was already right there. I was like, okay. So I just got up and just changed my seat. Matter of fact, I changed my seat about four times. But every time I changed my seat, his eye was looking at me.
That puts the meaning his eyes on the sparrow.
His eyes. If he watches the sparrow,
well,
I know.
He got a clear vision.
That's what you call that wondering eye.
That one, I told
that
him.
That gets you in trouble, though.
And then after church, he going to say, yeah, man, all I, you, everything he's saying to me, he ending it with, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? I said, if God would have gave me your eyes, maybe I could see. You know, but I'm still trying to be. I'm not perfect. I'm just trying to cross every T and dot every I. Lowercase J.
Yeah. J, Pastor. Lowercase J.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but we do. We do see, especially if you see somebody shouting and the wig ain't stapled down real good.
No. He said staple.
Yeah. I mean, because some of them need to go to a wig fitting class.
Uh-huh. No.
This is true.
I'm for real, because like some of them you see that had a little bobby pin stuck on the side. And you know the bobby pin is supposed to be here. But the bobby pin ain't.
Uh-huh.
It's on the side. And then what they got, these new things, what, the bangs now? The
baby hairs.
How is you 60 years old and you still got baby hairs? explain that. How is you 60
dress,
years old?
Dress your age, huh?
I need some women to call in, because I just got some questions.
And learning how to walk in heels. Oh, my goodness. Learning how to walk and walking in high heels ain't for everybody.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you, you got
the things
have,
we see, huh?
Yes, sir.
This is in church.
In church. We ain't talking about at Walmart. But you know what I have seen a reduce of?
What's that?
Bonnets. I haven't seen many bonnets being worn here lately.
They still wearing them. Maybe not like they was, but they still.
I haven't. And I'm.
They definitely got it in Walmart.
Yeah, you go to Walmart.
I think what it is because more women are wearing wigs now. So whatever style is up under, you ain't got to cover because you got the wig that's covering now, and the wigs be so.
Okay, so let's talk about these wigs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can help you a little bit,
I need somebody to call in because I need to know. this is the thing. The thing is, people don't understand that everything expires, right?
It does.
Everything expires.
Yeah.
Even, you know, the stuff that you're going through right now, the hurt, the pain, all of that stuff is going to expire. You
know what
I'm saying? Because it can't live on forever. It has to come to an end, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, food expires, mm-hmm. milk expires, cheese expires. Mm-hmm. Ladies,
facts.
Your weave expires. But the problem is,
okay,
y'all don't know how to check the expiration date.
Say it again.
Say it again.
The expiration date is the smell.
I mean, no.
If we can smell your weave through a picture on Facebook, you need to take it off, baby girl. If you talking to somebody and you leave, mm-hmm. but the way your weave smell continue to carry on conversation,
mm-hmm.
you need to take it off, baby. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ladies, talk to me. Like, why do you? I want to know. Like, eyelashes.
You walking heavy, doc.
Let's talk about eyelashes. Eyelashes is cute. They cute.
You walking heavy, doc.
But some of y'all need to lighten up on the eyelashes because they too big.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like,
that's in the book.
Listen, if you come around the corner and we see your eyelashes before we see the rest of your body,
no,
they too big. You need to take them off. You need to, and the makeup. We done took makeup to a whole nother. You ain't got to wear 8 layers of makeup. I'm telling you, your man loves you the way that God made you.
Right.
Man, I got a friend of mine. She loves makeup. She plays in it all the time. She came to my house the other day and she was like, look, J.O., my beautician did my hair and my makeup. Now I'm thinking to myself, your beautician did your hair, but a mortician did your face.
No.
Because you look good enough to bury. I couldn't even say nothing. I was just looking at her. She told me, oh, you ain't going to say nothing. You ain't going to compliment. You just going to stare at me. I said, well, I thought you was dead. I was just viewing the body. She told me, boy, you better get up out my face. I said, first of all, that ain't your face because we grew up together. And I know what your ladies, calm down on the makeup. Just stop. Turn it.
Now, you know what? I see a problem in this factor right here is that, you know, a wig is for style, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's for style, you know, styling yourself. but some people use those wigs, it's like a hat. You know what I mean? I literally seen somebody had a hood on it and had the wig on top of the hoodie.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't see that.
Yeah,
yeah. Just, I've seen that.
I couldn't have seen
we're talking
that.
About, we're talking about Walmart.
I couldn't have seen that.
You know? But that's the point I'm trying to make. It's like it's a hat now. Mm-hmm. It's not a wig. It's not a wig or something that's represented. It's like okay, I got to put my hat on and go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No and styling. That's why you don't see bonnets no more because they are using
because the wigs are the bonnets now.
Yeah.
The wigs are the bonnets.
Well, some of them wigs look mad though.
They've been through so much.
Yeah. Some of them look like, hey, just going and take me to the king. Some of them wigs just need to be retired.
Yeah.
And the eyelashes, like my brother was saying, like, I don't know if you sleep. I mean, they be that heavy.
They that big,
and then you got to hold your head back so you can lift your eyes up to see.
Yeah.
So, I mean, times have changed.
Somebody
call in. We need a woman to call in to talk to us about that.
They're not going
to
do
I mean,
that.
It used to be where things like this was an enhancement of
your
beauty.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now is you just
it's
a
used
different
for catfish.
Person.
Not a beauty fire.
But if he's really into you.
He loved the person that God made.
If he's really into you, that ain't going to matter, man.
Right.
Ain't going to matter.
Right.
You know, like say times change, your hair can be short 1 minute.
Right.
3 seconds later, voila.
Booyah.
Yeah, and then the hot comb. They don't have them on the stoves no more. They use hot combs?
They still use hot combs every now and then.
You're talking about curling irons, right?
Hot combs what the mama sat on the stove.
Oh.
Yeah.
And use that sulfate grease.
When you become like
you better sit still.
And look like you done got sulfur ate grease.
Yeah, had your whole house smell like a nursing home.
Times have changed.
If you move, it look like he got in a fight with a cat. So I mean, this is
your book stopped.
I just feel like we're
messing up as adults.
It's back on now, though.
Yeah.
I just feel like we're messing up as adults. That's it.
But what are we teaching?
What are we teaching, though? Because they're falling right in that same pattern. Yeah. Even worse, especially with them lashes.
Them lashes.
Yeah. And now everybody want to go in. What's the new thing now? The BBL.
What's that? School me.
The BBL?
Brazilian butt lift.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Cosmetics.
Nah, I didn't know the act.
They're not expensive at all.
Well, get a shot in your butt.
No, you're getting a whole butt lift. Your butt is they're taking fat from somewhere else.
You're getting
and putting it in your butt.
Messing up, man. We messing up as adults, man.
Yeah. So, you know.
Can we get a lady to call in, please? I want to talk to somebody.
Yeah, we want to holler at somebody. Somebody in the radio land.
Just one. Fellas, y'all be messing up too.
Yeah, y'all do, because you can't wear white socks and flip-flops.
Oh.
White socks and flip-flops is...
A no-no.
The 11th commandment. It's the 11th. We already got 10.
Right.
But the 11th one, thou shall not wear...
Well, I don't see that as much anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm in the wrong places. Okay.
Yeah. Walmart.
Everything go down to Walmart.
Are you talking about
everything
the socks and slides?
No.
Or
flip-flops.
With the thong toe. Be right there in the middle.
Oh, wow.
With the sock on.
How do they even do that?
Fellas, we messing up, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Help us, Lord.
What else the men be doing?
I'm not a fan of the tight jeans. That's all, and the sagging and the tight jeans has always been my thing.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Like, you can't do both. I don't like neither one of them, but when you do both, it's definitely like
The tight jeans.
When I say tight, I'm not talking about the fitted, because now, you know, you have the straight leg fitted jeans, and I think that's okay. Mm-hmm. But the tight to where, like,
you can see your kneecaps.
Yeah.
Listen, we was at an awards show, and pretty much every suit that was in there was so tight that I could read their blood pressure.
Mm-mm.
And that's today's society, man.
Right.
I went to buy me a pair of jeans and went up to, what was that, right over here? What you call that?
Menswear.
In this little mall thing right over here.
Oh, Burlington.
Yeah.
Burlington.
Everything in there was tight, tight, skinny jeans. And I was just like, you ain't got no regular pants?
That's what's going on now.
That's the trend.
That's terrible. They going to make you wear them.
Right, yeah. Right.
That's terrible.
I'm old school. I just believe in what I seen my grandfathers and the pastors that I grew up under wearing those nice double-breasted three-piece suits that fit them, that was, you know, like, I mean, not nothing tight, but, you know, it's just times have changed, man.
Right.
Technology has changed.
Definitely.
So, y'all, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
We're repping for the kingdom in the city. Speaking life into the youth. Can you feel me?
Yes and amen.
Amen. So, you guys, we are back. For those that were listening or looking on Facebook, I apologize. It just went. I mean, I have a rising, so I don't know what happened.
Well, what happened was you was having so much fun, you weren't paying attention to it, and it died out.
I don't know what happened, but, that AT&T thing, boy, we have to be careful now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We really have to be careful. It happens
signs
so quickly.
Of time.
They own to us.
But you know, certain things happen.
You know.
Right.
I didn't think about that.
Because you need a quote-unquote savior. You know what I'm saying? That's what people, they feel like once somebody fixes something, people be like, oh, he helped us do this.
Yeah.
You ain't do it. Y'all planned it. Y'all set it up. Come on now.
Facts.
Because, I mean, facts. You know, this AT&T thing, they said it was not hackers.
Now the FBI is looking into it. Yeah, they didn't really give any explanation.
No, because, I mean, it's an eternal thing.
It's just a distraction.
All this stuff. Yeah, that's right. Distractions. And that's what most of this stuff is, distractions.
Do not deceive.
You know, but we are here with Dion Fowler and James Lyons II.
Well, hello, everybody.
And I have been laughing. My throat hurts. My lungs hurt, you know, that age kicking in. I'm telling you, my lungs hurt. I have been laughing so much. But I thank y'all because, listen, it's needed. Mm-hmm. If y'all didn't laugh today, you can call me right now. Call me right now, 336-896-1340. Tell me you didn't laugh. All right. Well, we'll wait. But anyway, so we have talked about, you know, y'all starting off. And we ain't even really talk about no present things because we just been laughing. So, you know, tell me some things that y'all have done in the past, things that just, you know, really made you proud. And, you know, just tell me some accomplishments y'all have because you both are extremely, extremely talented.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for that. I think one of the my biggest accomplishments was, you know, stepping out and believing that I could do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that know me know I started doing stage productions inside the church.
You know?
So I was always doing Easter productions, Christmas productions, and everything like that. But a minister, he's a bishop now, but Bishop Stephen Williams, he came to me and he said, I just want you to know that you can get paid for what you do for free.
Wow.
And that kind of stuck with me. And then he said, and I'm going to tell you this also. He said, do not limit your ministry to just standing behind a podium.
Okay, okay, okay.
And so it was those two things that made me believe that I had something. And so, you know, in 2008, that's when I branched out and did my first major stage production. And it was amazing.
Amen.
And when I saw, you know, everything, I was just like, this is something that I need to continue doing.
So, right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how I really got started. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Stepping out.
Yeah. For me is sticking with stand-up. Sticking with stand-up is one of them. You know, it was some trying times doing stand-up, especially starting out.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You know, being booed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If any comic tell you that they've never been booed, just walk away from
they
it.
They lying.
Mm-hmm. Just walk away. And
well, maybe they didn't want booed. Maybe they bombed.
Well, booed.
Bombed.
Bombed.
Same thing.
Same. Tomato, tomato. Potato, potato.
Yeah.
You know. But, yeah, just sticking with the stand-up, man, and staying true to my craft, you know, because I've been offered to come on the other side, you know, but I got to stay true to my call right, and my assignment, you
right.
know. What's that? Only what you do for Christ will last.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it. So, amen.
You know, 17 years in.
Amen.
Hey, I have nothing to complain
That's
about.
That's awesome, man.
Amen.
Know? And then the other one is, you know, golf clothing line, co-owner.
Love it.
Of That's a Stroke Golf Apparel. Get you some.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just staying true to that. And, you know, just keeping it 1,000 with yourself, man. So that's...
I think that's the biggest thing, man, stepping out. I think most people are scared for that initial step, to make that first step, because it's a lot involved in it that people on the outside don't even realize.
They don't know.
You know, you got to put your money up. You got to put your time up, your energy, your strength. And it's always in the back of your mind, you know, how's this going to turn out? And, you know, and all this stuff. I remember when I did my first concert, because I used to do a lot of concerts. And I did my first concert, and I went to the Lord, and I said, Lord, you know, whatever the case may be, let it be a visual success.
Right.
And that was my prayer. And he did that. He fulfilled that. I don't know how, and end up owing $5,000 at the end of the night. But everybody that came was like, you know what I mean? So I had that comfort, but I'm still like, Lord. And then, you know, faith kicks in.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it again. Yeah. So we did it again the next year. And I broke even. All the money that I spent, I made back. And I was just like, Lord, you know, because I could have made over $150,000 on that event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I broke even. And I was just like, Lord, would you try to tell me something? But that's the thing, you know, it's about stepping out and sticking with it, you know, and staying with it, because we got successful. We got good at it by doing it. And I think that's a big thing. A lot of people give up too quick.
Yep.
They quit too soon. And if it's, and I love Miles Monroe, because Miles Monroe said what you said. Miles Monroe said it like, when you have a gift and you see that you have a gift for the world and you put your gift out there, that's your livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
That's your livelihood, because you have passion to do it.
Right.
Right.
The scripture that talks about raise up a child in the way that they should go. That's not talking about Christianity. That's not talking about none of that stuff. It's not talking about raising them up in the church. Mm-hmm. That's talking about raising them in what the parents see is their gift and their talent, you
that's
know?
Good.
And he said, raise them up, and they always fall back on it.
That's good.
You know? Yeah. And that's a fact, because, you know, when you give them a tool and you give them that trade that's already in them, if you see they got a unction for playing the piano and you put them, giving them lessons, they always fall back on it. You know, mine was driving. My dad had me driving trucks, you know, young, and that was always my fallback on. Yeah. I could always get a job driving, Class B license, Class A license. You know what I mean? So you can always get a job driving. Mm-hmm.
Right,
but that was my
right.
fallback on. That was the skill that I received from him. But so I say that to say, yeah, a lot of people quit too soon, and you have to be in it for the right reasons.
Right,
amen.
You know,
well, let's look at it like this: what if all 12 of the disciples would have got out of the boat instead of just being Peter?
Mm-hmm.
What if they had that same faith?
Yeah,
you know, Lord, if it's you, let me come to you.
Let me walk out there. Yeah,
you know, so. You can't, even though Peter saw himself starting to sink, you can't get distracted. What my brother does, what I do, we've had some distraction moments.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even with a minister such as yourself preparing a sermon, you've got some distractions in preparing for your sermon, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, even with my sister Ellen and what she does. She've had some distractions, but you have to look at the bigger picture. Okay, if the end game, mm-hmm. this is what I'm set out mm-hmm. for. You know what I'm saying? You got destination, journey.
Yeah.
Destination is already set. Let's just enjoy this journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if the store that you needed to go to was right across the street, but God said, hey, let me take you another way. I don't want you to go across the street. I want to take you somewhere. Let me show you some things that you haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's just say if you was to go on the cross, there could have been a trap set up for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you just got to stay focused. Stay true to your assignment. Keep your hand in God's hand.
Wow.
And then you'll see the manifestation.
Amen.
Of not giving up.
Yeah. Amen. That's powerful. Follow right. directions. That's right. that is so powerful. And us as believers, I think the biggest thing that the biggest tool that we have that we really don't use is prayer. That right. continue just talking to God. You know, we say Bible say pray without ceasing. A lot of people think that means you got to go and go, you know. No, that's just having a dialogue with God every step that you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because conversation is an exchange of information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, matter of fact, there's a story in the Bible, powerful story, listeners. If go look it up for yourself. It's the story about the young prophet mm-hmm. and the old prophet. God told the young prophet, he said, I want you to go give this message to this king. And when you give the message, I want you to leave. Don't stay for dinner. Don't do nothing. Leave. But don't go the way you came. Go another way.
Mm-hmm.
And this the young guy came, and this is a message I'd use for church folks too, because the young guy came, gave the message to the king. It wasn't a nice message. The king could have killed him,
mm-hmm.
but he gave the message to the king, and then the king said, "Stay over with me. Come and eat with me, and all this stuff." And he said, "No, God told me to leave."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he left. Then there was another prophet followed, chased the young prophet down. Older prophet, Bible calls him a prophet. Prophet Lion, Bible calls him a prophet. He chased him down, caught up with the guy, and was like, hey, I'm a prophet too. God speaks to me too. Come stay at my house for dinner. He persuaded that dude, go to his house, and they were sitting at the table. And church folk turned on him. The prophet said, you didn't obey God. God told you to leave, and you stayed with me. After he coaxed them into coming, and the bottom line of the story is the young prophet was so upset of how the prophet treated him, he left and got killed by a lion. But the old prophet, Bible said he was a prophet. Look that up, you saints. If you want to know a real good story, look up the young prophet and the old prophet. You can Google that. Young prophet and old prophet in the Bible. And it's a serious story about following God's direction and his calling that he puts on your life. It's a serious subject, and we got to follow it to the letter, man.
Right.
Exactly. That goes, when you were speaking, I was thinking of discipline,
mm-hmm.
regret.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Discipline, okay, I did what God told me to do. I have go the other way. Regret. Letting him coerce me back into the house, and that's done cost me my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So discipline, which is more important, discipline or regret?
Mm. Yep, follow the letter. Oh, we got to take a break, though. So we're going to come back, and we want to get you guys to give your shout-outs and give how people can contact you and your contact information, because I know you guys still got a lot going on. You do some a lot of comedy shows, and I know you still doing plays, so you always looking for people. And, you know, so, yeah, give out your contact information, and let's just see. What you say, y'all working on something now, huh? You the preacher?
No, he was making a
reference.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I'm about to say,
you speaking something?
Yeah,
going to manifest it. Yeah.
But that's what it's about here. And that's one thing about Bridging the Gap. We highlight anything and everything that somebody's doing for the name of the Lord,
amen.
Man.
Amen.
That's what we about. That's what we stick to. Amen. But we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back in a little bit.
Y'all, we are back. We are back. So, you know, we want y'all to tell people how they can get in contact with you, you know, what you got coming up next, and, you know, any closing remarks that you may have. Either one of y'all can go first. Either one.
Oh, yeah, you can just hit me up on Facebook. I ain't hard to find. James Lyons II. Hit me up. As far as what I have coming up, I am working on a production centered around my sister who passed.
That's gonna be nice.
It's been kind of hard, which is why it's taken so long. But this year, I'm gonna do it in August.
All right.
Yeah, it's called Family Ties.
Oh wow!
And I believe that my sister was, you know, trying to give us a message about family,
mm-hmm.
But I just don't believe that we caught it.
Hmm.
So definitely gonna speak around that. It's gonna be a great play, and just looking forward to get back into doing it for ministry.
Right.
'Cause when I first started out, this is what I was doing. You know, mm-hmm. everything, it was about God. It was faith exclusive.
Right.
You know, and then I did some other things and was successful at that also. But I know where, you know, I know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And that's getting back to ministry. So this play that I'm going to do is going to be amazing. I can't wait for everybody to see it.
I can't wait either.
Listen, it's going to be amazing.
When you're ready for that, you know, come on back on. And, you know, if you can, we definitely need to talk about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, get you some support, because it's all about, you know, we're about connections, but we're also about supporting.
Right.
So, you know, we talked about this a little bit before I said we started, you know, with the gut-busting laughter. you know, support, how does support look to you? And I'm saying that because, you know, y'all have been doing this for a mighty long time. We all have been doing promoting. And I said I got to the point where I'm tired of promoting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how does support look to you?
Well, I think it's different for different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as me showing support, if my ultimate dream is to get my family support.
I know that's right, brother.
My family.
Yes.
I have a lot of supporters who are friends and, you know, people that like what I do, but I really want to get my relatives
mm-hmm.
yeah. on board with what I do. But as far as,
because we deep.
We,
man, listen, if family came sold out,
it wouldn't be nobody else. Yeah. Is it.
I mean, sold out.
That's by my mom, obviously.
Yeah. And that's what, that's just always been a dream of mine, you know.
Yeah. You know, you said that to me on Messenger, and I was like, that's real.
Yeah, yeah.
That's real.
You can support any way. I think a lot of people think that you have to be at every show. You don't have to be at every show.
Mm.
You can support by sharing the flyer.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Support by reaching out to people. Hey, I know this guy that's doing plays. Y'all need to go check him out. Right. Yada, yada, yada. That's right. Free.
Right, that's free.
That's free.
Yeah.
Then if you can't make it, you can a donation.
A donation.
It don't have to be the price of the ticket, a donation.
Right.
Because yes. At the end of the day, I got a lot of people to pay. I don't think that, you know, a lot of people that want to be playwrights, yeah, you might want to think about it because it's a lot that goes into it.
Right.
It's a lot that right. goes into it. And you know, I think people see it and they see how awesome it is.
Right.
Like, yeah, I want to do that because that's how I was. You know, I was seeing people do plays and stuff. I was like, man, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into it. And then I seen that you have to deal with a lot of different spirits,
ooh.
People,
ooh.
You know. you have to pay people, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of the people, I think everybody's time is valuable.
Right.
You know, because you can be doing anything else. If you're working with me, I definitely want to make sure that you're paid. And then you want to give an amazing show.
Right.
Facts.
You want to give an amazing show.
Facts.
So it's a lot, but you can definitely do it. To anybody who is thinking about becoming a playwright, listen to me. If I can do it, you can do it. And the first thing, it's just going to start with writing that vision. First of all, if you write that vision first, mm-hmm. because we want to do a lot of things. But a lot of times, everything that we want to do is only stored in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if what you want to do is stored in your mind, it's only an imagination. Mm. The vision does not come valid until you write it down.
Mm.
Because when you write the vision down, it gives what you want permission to exist in the earth.
Amen. Amen.
So Walls. That's the first thing that you need to do. Make sure that you write that vision down.
Right.
And then get some people behind you. Right. People who really believe in you. And it may not be a lot of people. It may be a couple of people. I only have a few people
mm-hmm.
that really, really believe in me. Well, I think a lot of people believe in me, but I have a few people who will be right there leg in leg walking with me. Things going wrong.
Right.
What do you need me to do?
Right.
What do you need? Right. How can we fix this? You know, so get some people that believe in you. And then once you get those two things, you're off to the races.
Amen.
You're off to the races.
Well, I'm going to show you how God already working. You speaking. A good friend of mine, Shanta Caldwell, just said, if you need a professional makeup artist for your team, holla at her.
Hey.
Holla at her.
And you know, and that's something that, you know, we need to realize too. If you cannot, I mean, if you cannot be at the event, if you may not have the funds, listen, sharing a flower, talking about it, word of mouth, but also your connections. Let me tell you how priceless it is when you have connections, because everybody knows somebody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you may know somebody that's a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. You may know somebody that's got some shoes or some costumes. You know, it's all about a community of connections. You can't tell me through your phone, your AT&T, Verizon, whatever you got, you have somebody in that phone that can be connected to this production.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that you know, it may not have to be you. It can be somebody that you know. Because mm-hmm. you know how they always say, it's not how much money you got. It's not what you know, but it's who you know. So that's major there.
You know, and that is major, but to be perfectly honest, some people don't want to share their connection.
Yeah.
You know why? Because some people see you as a threat. Like, hey, if I give them this person right here, then they may take off.
I experienced that.
And I'm going to leave that alone right there.
Well, I know you're telling true. I know you're telling true. We're going to work on that. We're definitely going to work on that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can't take this information with you.
Right.
And like we talked about, you know, like with what happened just yesterday. Was it yesterday? AT&T done did that to everybody. They just had them people up in the uproar.
Yesterday or the day of the
yeah. program. So, you know, you can't.
Thursday it was.
You can't keep that information. And it's not fair to your connection either. Mm. If you really care about your connection, that you're trying to keep their information, it's not fair to them that you're not giving them the business that they deserve.
Right, right.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Fowler,
yes,
what
ma'am.
You got going on?
I got some things in the making. I'm just waiting on contracts to be mm-hmm. approved, money to be approved.
Amen, for the bank account that's about to get swole.
Yeah, just waiting on.
Can I get a dollar? Can I get a dollar?
Hey, you good. You already Gucci. I mean, you good. But yeah, like I said, just waiting on approval. A couple of shows, Charlotte, Durham, Raleigh. Just waiting on the approval. And then what else? Clothing line. Is that it right there by itself is
how can somebody shop around in there?
Let me tell you. That's a stroke golf apparel.
Mm-hmm.
If you want some good stand up clean Christian comedy, Dion W. Fowler, Facebook, Comedy Life 71, Instagram.
Get them.
And Instagram for That's a Stroke Golf Apparel, too. So that right there, the clothing line, comedy clothing line, is right now is just seeing God do what he do best.
Right.
Lord, it's just mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
You know, God is good all the time. God is good.
And yes, all the time.
Yes.
I hope y'all say it with us.
I know, right?
And people get mad sometimes, you'll say it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we appreciate y'all for, you know, blessing us. Because, you know, it's a blessing that y'all just, you know, I saw Minister Kennedy over here cracking up. Like, this is the first time I seen him crack up as much as well, you know. I see another side of him. Usually we're here, we're serious, you know, but it was great. This is a great end to what some people would may call Black History Month, but we celebrate all history all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just love each other. We loving on each other, and I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So, cool.
I'm getting ready. Y'all should look to just bring us in once a month just to come in and just.
That would be nice. That really would be
just
nice.
Once
I'm
a month.
Telling you. That
just
really would be nice.
But I'm finna do this the old school way.
Mm hmm.
I'm getting ready to close. Weeping may endure for a night.
Amen.
But joy cometh in the morning.
And we know that.
I'm getting ready to close. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I'm getting ready to close. Fret not thyself of evildoers, for in due season they shall be cut off. I'm getting ready to close.
Getting ready to close.
But somewhere in the midst of Pastor getting ready to close, he let you know that he's been watching some TV while he's preparing his sermon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Then he says, thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and you're back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. If we threw a party, you'll invite everyone you knew.
Mm.
You would see the biggest gift would be from me with the card attached. And it says,
Thank you for being a friend.
I'm getting ready to close. The doors of the church are open. Yes. Will there be one?
Just one.
Will there be one? Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you fathers before his all-wise and mighty throne, rest, rule, abide, hence, now, and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, y'all, this has been a wonderful...
I was Pastor Do Right. Pastor Do Right.
This has been a wonderful month for Bridging the Gap. Wonderful segment episode. You know, whatever y'all want to call it on Bridging the Gap today. Y'all, thank y'all for... again, thank y'all for being here. Want to give a shout-out to my family that's at home waiting for me. And I want to give a shout out to my amazing children and my grandchildren.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
got to give them a shout out.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to baby girl who's at home. I can't wait.
Well,
my wife Nicole, love you, baby. My son, who's hooping, he's at home as well. James Lyons III, y'all check him out. He's a baller.
Yeah, I see that.
My oldest, Jamia, she's doing her thing, and then my middle child, Jayana, she's doing her thing as well. I love y'all. See y'all in a little bit.
Quick shout out. Thanks for everybody that follow us on Facebook. We appreciate it. Much love to you all. To my squad, Team Fowler, and my boys, Mason, Dion, my grandbabies, Yari, Zahari, daughter, Yoshi. What's up, family? And then my family from Atlanta, my brothers, Raynard, Kennard, Jazz, Brandon, Charity, Chastity. Hey, I'm on my way to daddy house. I'm hungry. Y'all know I'm ready to eat.
I'm hungry too, y'all.
Yeah, and to the brand, man, Comedy Life 71. Beautiful spirit. That's a stroke. Golf Apparel. Hit us up. Thank y'all so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Much love, family. Southside, Morningside, stand up.
Minister Kennedy.
Hey, man. I just appreciate everybody stopping by, tuning in, listening to phone calls. Listen, God is great. Amen. It's church service tomorrow, so get prepared. Go to church and praise the Lord.
Yes.
Always give a shout out to Pastor Stu Epperson Jr., the owner of the station, Pastor Michael Calbone. You know, there's a lot of people that do things in the unseen that affects the things on the scene.
Right.
So we always give a shout out to them, and we just appreciate God and everything that He does.
Right.
Amen. We're going to say a quick prayer, and Lord, we ask you to bless our listeners, Lord God, and let everyone have a great day tomorrow, yes. Lord God. Let somebody get closer to you. Let somebody grow closer in you, Lord God. Lord God, call them out of the situation that they're in, Lord God, into your heavenly presence, Lord. And we just honor you today because we know that you are a prayer answering God. Yes. We know that you allow our prayers to come before you as sweet incense. So we appreciate you, Lord. And we look unto you because you are the finisher of our faith, Lord God. So we stand on your word. We live in your light. And Lord God, keep us continually growing in you. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Man, God is good, people. You know, that's all I can say. And that's what Bridging the Gap is about, man. We just want to have some fun in the Lord, share the gospel. When we started this, you know, the show, this is kind of like a fishing show, you know? Jesus said that I'll make you fishers of all men. So we use music as a bait. To reel them in because hip hop music is destroying the minds of our youth. No, not even our youth, adults.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And people are mimicking what they hear.
That's people my age listening to Sexy Red,
y'all. That's why we want to give them another outlet, give them another outlook. You know, and we just appreciate him. Hallelujah.
I'm just letting y'all know right now, Sexy Red is a man. She don't say ski, she say she a he.
Lord have us.
Oh, boy.
Amen. But God is good.
Yes.
So go to church tomorrow. Get ready to go to church. Get your stuff prepared. Get ready.
See y'all next week.
Huh?
I said, we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah. And let the Lord have his way in your lives.
Right. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yeah, we live.
Yeah, wait. Listen, I'm all discombobulated. I'm telling you.
We had a great show. Appreciate you guys for stopping by, too.
Yeah, man, I done got quiet. Look, I'm gonna make it quiet.